Okay. Can you all hear me? Great. So just take a moment to arrive and let yourself have that intention just to be here and to let yourself begin just to feel your feet on the ground and connect with this beautiful earth that we are standing on this morning. And if you feel like it, let yourself have another couple of nice long out-breaths. And if any of you feel like doing a nice sigh, feel free to do that on the out-breath. That can feel quite good. I'm going to take my shoes off so I can feel the bare earth. Feels good. So really let yourself connect with the earth and notice the sensations there. And notice how the earth right now is here to support you. How gravity is here to support you. If we didn't have gravity, we'd all be drifting off into outer space, which could be fun for a few minutes, but probably wouldn't be fun after that. So we have this wonderful support called gravity that keeps us grounded to the earth. So see if you can feel that. Notice how the support of the earth is a free service. You don't have to do anything to earn that support or to make it happen. It's already here. And also notice how your breath is supporting you right now. How oxygen is supporting you. Again, it's an inherent function of our organism to support us to breathe, to keep us alive, to bring oxygen into our system and to oxygenate your blood cells. And just get a sense also of how your body right now is supporting you. The incredible intelligence of your body to pump blood through your system, to give you an immune system, to digest food, to keep you alive. And it may not be perfect, it may have a few challenges, but let yourself also really appreciate the support of your body right now. Your skeletal system, your circulatory system, your immune system, your hormonal system, your arms and your legs to help you move, and just the incredible intelligence that your body has to sustain you and to support you. And that you don't have to do anything to make that happen or to deserve that. That's just a natural gift of your body. So what happens if you really take a moment to appreciate that and to feel that? And as you connect into your body and appreciate its intelligence, let yourself be aware of your sense perceptions right now. What you can see, what you can hear, what you can sense through your skin. taste and smell. And just to notice how your sense perceptions are also supporting you to connect with the world and the earth around you, with other people, with nature, with beauty, with pleasure, and sometimes with pain. But just notice that. Notice what's pleasant and pleasurable right now in your senses. Perhaps it's the breeze or the morning sun or the bird song or the colours of the sky and the trees. Notice that there's nothing you need to do to sense the world. It's a natural capacity of awareness to be a sensing organ of the field. But just let yourself appreciate that. And then let yourself be aware of this planet that we are inhabiting, this beautiful earth. And can you start to notice and appreciate how the earth is supporting you in your life, this planet, how the temperature is in, generally speaking, the right conditions for us to survive, how we have oxygen to breathe, and the seasons. How this planet generates food and vegetables for us to eat. And gives us so much beauty to appreciate. Just taking a moment to appreciate the support of this planet in any way that lands for you right now. How this planet supports you, how nature supports you. It may not be perfect, and there may be challenges in nature, as we all know, with nature's weather conditions. But also appreciating how nature supports us. And there's nothing you need to do to deserve that support. It's a free support that's already here and already present. It's more a matter of just receiving it. And then let yourself be aware of the support of animals in your life. All your furry friends that you have that nourish and sustain and support you and bring you joy and bring you love. let those images come to you right now of all the ways animals support you in your life that are an expression of nature. I think one of the horses is agreeing with my comment. And just noticing what happens in your body as you really bring to mind all the animals in your life that support you. And again, you don't have to earn that support. It's freely there for you. You can just receive it. And also let yourself be aware of the people in your life that support you. Your friends, your family members, perhaps your partners, relatives, mentors, therapists. And just notice and bring to mind the images of the people in your life that support you. And they may not be perfect and they may have their own moments of not being able to support you, but there are times when people in your life do support you. And what happens in your body is you just really take that in and orient to that support. Moments of kindness and connection. No one's perfect and people trigger us all the time, but people also support us. Can we let that in right now? And even this crazy society that we live in supports us. The roads are paved, we have electricity most of the time. We have food in the shops. Even though there's many things that might drive us nuts, there's also lots of things that also support us. And what happens if you orientate to that support and you take it in? Just one or two things that this society does to support you. As you take in all these supports from earth, from your breath, from your body, from Mother Nature, from animals and people, just notice what happens inside as you really take a moment to let that in and to appreciate the support that's already here. And lastly, just take in the support of awareness itself, the simple knowing of your own being, just the simple knowing of being here in its pure simplicity, of being aware, and that natural gift of awareness that, again, you don't have to earn or fight for, it's already here. So just what happens if you relax back into that awareness and the support that's already here. And for this moment, really letting yourself receive that. and then let yourself come back to this moment with your feet on the ground, to your breath. Notice what you're experiencing right now. And just set one intention for the day that you have for yourself. Just tune into one thing that you would like to experiment with today, or an intention you have for yourself today that will support you along the day. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Meg.